Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Troy Morris. He is the Environmental Health Coordinator for Grant County, and we are talking about radon testing once again. Troy, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing well, Cody. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. So first off, a question I think I ask every single year, and I unfortunately forget every single year by the time it gets to be this time of year again, but what exactly is radon?
Yeah, so radon is a gas that's naturally occurring, and it comes into our homes, some homes more than others. And radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer, and that's why we're concerned about it. And in the winter time is when our radon levels are the highest in our homes, so that's why we talk about it now.
Yeah, and it's the Radon Awareness Month. What is the exact terminology?
Yeah, yep. So January is Radon Action Month.
Okay.
And the governor has recognized that, too. That's something that we need to take a look at, and that's why your local health departments are here to help.
And you mentioned why we should really care about this and getting the kits and everything is because it is the second leading cause of lung cancer, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yep. And then our area of the state, the southwest corner, beautiful area, but is the second highest level of radon in the state. So it's definitely something in this area we really want to take a look at.
Why is that the case? Why are we so high up there?
It's because we have a lot of limestone in our area. That limestone cracks very easily, which then allows this radon gas that's in the soil to come up through and then to come into our homes.
And so if folks are curious, you guys have free kits available. They can test their homes out?
Yes, yep. They can go to their local health department and then get a free radon test kit. They would take that to their home. Typically, they last 2 to 4 days, and then they would pay for the mailing to get it to the lab. And then about a week and a half later, they'll get the results. If that level is elevated, the health department would get in contact with them and kind of the next steps. It may be an additional test, or it may be time to fix it.
When should somebody kind of know, hey, we should get this test out? I guess the difference between, hey, we just bought our house, or we built it 5 years ago, or, hey, we've had this house, it was built in the 40s, or, should folks determine if they're going to test based off of that?
Right. So we've noticed that it doesn't really matter on the age of the home, right? Some old homes will have higher radon, but some old homes don't because they're very drafty. And a lot of the new homes do have radon. Your neighbor's house may not have high radon, but your house does. So it's really kind of a house-by-house basis. So the only way to know is to test because you can't see or smell it. So that's why we always recommend testing.
Yeah, and I would say, yeah, it's not a matter of, just pay the money, get it tested, because it could save your life, it could save your kids' lives, your grandchildren's life. It's not about, we'll worry about that later. Let's not take the chance. It's worth the money to figure it out, right?
Right, yeah. So you're really just paying for postage. It's a few dollars. It's one of the few cancer risks we can negate. So if you have high radon levels in your home, they can have a system put into their home that would remove the radon from there and completely negate that cancer risk. So it's, like you said, for a few bucks to test, it's well worth it.
We're talking with Troy Morris, the Environmental Health Coordinator for Grant County. We're talking about Radon Action Month here in the state of Wisconsin. And Troy, if folks have any more questions or want to get these kits, who can they contact both in Crawford and Grant County?
Yeah, so in Crawford County, they can contact the health department there. Their phone number is 608-326-0229. And for Grant County, phone number is 608-723-6416.
All right. So, yeah, it's Radon Action Month here. Troy, we appreciate your time. Any last thoughts or information for folks?
Yeah, Cody, I really appreciate you having us on and spreading the word about radon. And if anybody has questions, please feel free to reach out to their local health department.
Sounds good. Thanks, Troy.
Have a good day.